Happy New Year to you. Hope that you had an absolutely magnificent Christmas holiday season and a wonderful New Year's. And I have my kids that stay up late on New Year's Eve. And, well, not so much my thing, staying up late. My son, when he was 7, really got into the whole idea of staying up till midnight. And then midnight hits and he's like all wound up and can't go to sleep. So I hope yours was fun. And here we are in January, which is, well, not exactly generally people's favorite month. It's kind of a month that all the family and stuff and all that's over. And then we've got short days, and depending on where you live in the country, maybe the weather's not the best. But it's also a time we reassess. And as I have talked about before, I want you to be careful getting into the whole New Year's resolution thing. Because if you try to chew off too much in a New Year's resolution, it's not going to work. But if you've resolved that you want to have more control in your life in this new year, one of the things I'd like you to do is get a real handle on what you're spending. And I'm going to talk about that a number of ways this hour. Our show is all about you learning how to keep more of what you make. And, you know, our main website, Clark.com, and you also can find deals galore at ClarkDeals.com. And speaking of deals, I'm going to talk about those in just a few minutes. What are the things that are deals right now? So if you don't know where your money goes, what happens to it, and all that, I don't want to get in the whole concept of budget, 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 budget. But I want you to have the information and see where your money's going and get it under control. I love the old gray beard of money management, which is mint.com, M-I-N-T.com. And it, with website, mobile, and app, you're able to track what you're spending, where you're spending, how you're spending, and really start to look at where's the money disappearing to. Mint has a competitor called Pocket Guard that is both a .com and an app. And you just should look at both of these and see which one best does what you like, which is give you information without too much hassle. I'm asked repeatedly about Mint. How safe is it? Well, you know, we live in an era where no matter what encryption level people are using, whatever security, there are vulnerabilities in the system. That's possible. But what I know is that the power of these tools to help you get your spending under control is so great that I think that power outweighs the risk of the potential vulnerabilities of any financial tool or any site or any app. Barbara, you got a question for me about being able to see better at a better price.
I just wanted to let you know that when buying glasses online, there are some additional criteria that you need to consider before you purchase glasses.
Oh, let me hear.
Okay. So glasses come in different sizes. So you need to know the appropriate lens width, the bridge width, and the temple or the arm length before you buy the glasses, because you could potentially buy glasses that are too large or too small.
So what you're concerned about is somebody would go online to one of the online sites and do what I did last year. I have a very narrow face. Uh-huh. And I ordered a pair of glasses with a new prescription,
right.
And they came, and they weren't quite clown glasses, you know, those huge, huge orange, green, and yellow glasses that you buy at the dollar store that you put on. They're really goofy, funny. But they were way too big for my face.
All right. Well, the best way that you can avoid that clown glasses in the future is if you have a pair of glasses at home that fit you really well. If you look at on the temple or the arm of the glasses, it's going to show you the measurements that you need to order the right glasses online.
So I've got on mine, I just took my glasses off, so let's see if I can read this. It says 48, then
right,
it's got a slash 18/140. What does that mean?
Okay, the 48 is the lens width. The next one is the bridge width. And the third number that you gave me is the temple or the arm length.
So once I know I have a pair of glasses that fits appropriately, I should record those three numbers when I'm shopping online.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, thank you. How did you know all this stuff?
I'm somewhat of an expert on, I've purchased a lot of glasses online. I've learned by making mistakes several times, but now that I know a lot of information about how to order the appropriate size, I'm pretty good at it now.
Well, I appreciate that. Any other tips where you've gotten burned that you want to help people avoid getting burned buying online?
I really can't think of anything.
Okay. Well, I appreciate so much. So the glasses will come with these three numbers here.
Right.
And you just use those to guide you if you have a pair that fits right, and then you'll be A-okay.
Yep.
Well, thank you for that. What's the cheapest you've ever paid for a pair of prescription glasses?
I've purchased them on sale for as little as $10 to $15.
Frames, lenses, complete?
Complete.
Wow. Very good for you.
Yeah, it's kind of a hobby.
And do you have a favorite online eyeglass site that you like?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead and name them.
Coastal.com.
Coastal.com.
They also sell contact lenses.
Okay, I'll check it out. Dan is with us on the Clark Howard Show. Hi, Dan.
Yeah, hi, Clark. How are you?
Great, thank you. You are one of the unusual few Americans that still has a pension.
Yes, I have. Actually, it's a frozen pension. You know, luckily enough, my company offered me both a 401k and we had a pension, but it was froze a year ago. And now I have a very good but a hard choice to make how I want to receive my payment of that frozen pension.
So the two options generally are where they give you some form of annuitization of it, where you get an income stream for the rest of your life. If you're married, it can be a joint survivor kind of
Correct.
Payout, or you can get a cash out where you get a big lump sum all at once. Is
right.
that what you're
so
being offered?
Exactly. That's exactly my choices. So I, the choices, the lump sum is either I can take all the money and cash it out and be foolish, or I can roll it over into an IRA or a 401k and try to make money in the stock market. Or they can pay me a monthly annuity, either immediately or deferred. And it's just such a difficult decision to make.
It is nearly impossible. Usually what I advise is that most circumstances, people are best served by having the lifetime stream of income where you just know you're going to have that money coming in. But right now, that is a brutal choice because the annuitization payments are based on today's extremely depressed interest rates.
Right.
So you end up in a mode where the money that you generate today may be completely different from what you would generate 3-4 years from now when the Federal Reserve stops manipulating interest rates.
Correct.
So it makes it a very hard puzzle. One thing that I like for you to look at is there's a group called Garrett. And Garrett, you can go to a Garrett planner and pay him or her an hourly fee
okay.
to run the numbers for you. And because they don't sell investments, you don't have to worry that they're going to try to put you in something that may not be the right thing for you.
Mm-hmm.
The website is GarrettPlanningNetwork.com, and Garrett is G-A-R-R-E-T-T. GarrettPlanningNetwork.com. And I think that's a good choice for you to mm-hmm. sit down with somebody who, if they don't do this kind of numbers crunching,
right.
before you sit down with them, they'll say, hey, I don't do this, but I know this other person who does it. They may even right. send you to an actuary.
Right.
Somebody who does actuarial science mm-hmm. would be able to do it. But the reason I like, in normal times, mm-hmm. annuitization is that most of us, left to our own devices investing money, can't
right.
outperform what we can get with a lifetime stream of income.
Right.
Because the big danger is always outliving your income.
Right.
You don't want to have more life than money.
See, that's the thing. If I take this, you know, the annuity deferred and I have the lifetime stream, as long as I live, I figure if I live 5 years...
You got the money. I do agree with that. Sarah is with us. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm doing very well.
Sarah, you are looking to do something for a grandkid, is that right?
Yes. I have several nieces and nephews and grandchildren I've been buying savings bonds for their birthdays and Christmas. And
Well, aren't you sweet?
Well, I was, but I'm no longer doing that, so I was wondering if there's an alternate to that, something you would suggest that could go into their college fund or something of that sort.
Well, if the goal really is for nieces and nephews and grandkids to go to college, then you should specifically buy a college fund instead of buying savings bonds.
I see.
And the way these college funds work is you are the owner of the fund as the aunt or grandmother.
Yes.
And you own the account, and then you set up an account for each of these children, and
okay.
you name each kid as beneficiary of an account that you own.
I see.
And these accounts are very flexible. They're very easy to set up. And the neat thing is that the money grows tax-free and then used for college is tax-free. But what's even neater for you, so let's say you have a niece who decides not to go to college. You can take the money tax-free and move it to another niece or nephew or grandchild and no tax problem at all. Very, very flexible.
I see.
And they're
Are there any particular companies or
yes.
how would I...
Yes, they're known as 529 plans, and they're called that because that's the federal code that they come under. And
okay.
I have a guide at Clark.com to 529 plans, how to pick one.
Okay.
And it's really, really easy. They can be opened with very small amounts of money, and you can add to them at birthdays or at Christmas or whatever as you wish, from little amounts of money to big amounts of money.
Okay. Very good.
So it is the best thing I know, as long as one of these kids goes to college.
Okay.
What happens if they don't is you've created an advantage for a child who goes to college, a disadvantage to ones that don't, because you just move the money out of the account for one that doesn't go. So you got to be comfortable that college is part of the deal.
Okay. Very good. Well, thank you so much.
All right. Best to you. It's sizzling deal time. And I want you to know that we are in a moment where a lot of things are going to be real deals. And we've just been through all the shopping. A lot of people's wallets are exhausted. And one thing I want you to look at is waiting till next week to look for bargains in the store. This week is kind of like a transition week. But by next week, retail stores are so empty, I'm telling you, you could shoot a cannon off inside one and not hit anybody. Anything left over that was seasonal merchandise, Christmas merchandise, decorations, anything like that, is marked down beyond measure, 75 to 90% off next week. and the TV's full of ads for fitness centers. But do you know this is the month that if you want to buy home gym equipment, that a lot of it is heavily discounted. But my belief about home gym equipment, if you want to really work out in your home, is look at buying used actual gym quality equipment. Or they would be in a fitness center, in a corporate environment, or at a hotel. That equipment is more robust and higher quality, even used or reconditioned, than buying the deals that are in place this whole month on you buying gym equipment. And I know we're just, for people who live in cold weather climes, we're just in the heart of cold weather. But if you look in the stores, spring merchandise is starting to creep in, which means winter stuff is a deal, and it becomes a real deal in just the next week. So just some things that you might save money on, but if you look at clarkdeals.com, far more specifics about what you can save money on up to the moment. It's my pleasure to have you here on the Clark Howard Show, where it's about you learning ways to save more and spend less, and don't let anyone ever rip you off. Clark.com is our main website, clark.com/ask. That's where you go to ask me a question. You also can ask questions off the air. Our 25th year of answering questions off the air for free. On Clark.com, just scroll down a little, see the phone number, hours available to talk with a member of our team. So, a little bit of January hangover here with bills probably from the Christmas shopping season. And so that makes me think about how you can free up cash in your life. Here's what I want you to look at. All your monthly bills. The easiest, lowest hanging fruit, the monthlies for cell phones, internet service, and pay TV. Those three alone, you may be able to have a big impact on. I had somebody stop me just recently at one of our Christmas Kids events. You're not familiar with that. That's when we get donations for children in foster care. And someone was telling me that they saved $110 a month by reshopping those three things. And today, there are so many options for that cell phone plan. I've got a thorough cell phone plan guide at Clark.com with the latest deals. And in addition to that, if you think about television, we're in peak viewing season. I mean, now when the days are shorter, that's when people consume a lot more TV. So while you're focused on that, try one of the 7-day trials on one of the streaming services. I've got a guide to those as well. And try one, try another. Because if you're with a traditional pay TV package, you can save easily versus the typical pay TV bill, $600 a year, just by moving from a traditional pay TV package to one of the streaming services. And for home internet, you know, we have these shared monopolies. We have the phone company monopoly, the cable company monopoly. Whichever one you're with, go see what the other offers to new customers. And then consider switching that, but offer your existing provider an opportunity to match. You do those three things, you can save a lot of money. And those are just three examples with a little bit of time where you can probably earn $1,000 back into your life. $1,000. But that's just getting started. You get successful with that, start looking at the rest of your monthly bills. And just because you're paying them doesn't mean you should keep them. Like, for example, those services you subscribe to that you never use, Can those things? Can them? Irma's with us on the Clark Howard Show. Hi, Irma.
Hi, how are you?
Great, thank you, Irma. How can I be of service to you today?
We've been wondering, we get things in the mail that say if you get our credit card and you spend so much money in 3 months, we'll get a small amount back, like $100 or $150. And we were wondering, what's the disadvantages or harm in taking those credit cards?
We are in a time right now, Irma, where there's a big fight among the big credit card issuers looking for customers to steal from each other because the credit card market is pretty much capped. Everybody who has cards has them, pretty much. So now they're fighting to steal from each other and hope once they lure you in that you'll stay with them. That's why you're seeing these more and more generous offers with a 90-day upfront benefit. Do you know why they do the 90-day thing?
The amount that they are asking us to spend is significant.
Right. And the reason they do that is they're trying to create a new habit that you make their card what they call in the business front of wallet, not back of wallet. So they give you this thing where the first 90 days, you got to use it so many times for so much in dollars or just strictly dollars. And in turn, they give you the cash bounty. And what they found, human behavior being as it is, that once somebody's gotten in that habit in those first 3 months, pulling out that card again and again and again, that once the bonus period is over, you'll keep pulling out that card. Now, let's deal with the question of, is it worth it? Yeah, they offer you enough cash, it's worth it. Unless, do you by any chance have any need to refinance a mortgage or buy a home in the next 6 months?
We've already got our home, so I don't need that.
Okay. The reason I ask that is you never want to take out new credit in the 6 months leading up to buying a home or refinancing a mortgage on one, because you pinch your credit score just enough for just a while with that new application for credit. So if a house isn't part of your immediate future as a purchase, you either don't have a mortgage or you're happy with the mortgage you have, you get a really good offer, Irma, take it. Take their money. They want to throw money your way, you take it. When you have a question for me on the Clark Howard Show, go to clark.com/ask. And Joel, who do we have one from today?
Yeah, Clark. Anthony wrote in and said, Clark, do you have any tips on helping me remove my personal information from different sites on the internet?
Ew. We in the United States don't have what's known as a right to be forgotten law. And it's something that is done in Europe where you have the right to tell a website and they must, under penalty of law, remove your information. It's been a real issue for Google, where Google receives, I don't even remember how many thousands of requests a day in Europe to remove personal information. And in Europe, you must give your express permission for any website to track you at all. In the U.S., we're letting the marketplace sort this out. And to this point, there is no easy procedure. And at many places, many web addresses, there is no procedure at all for you to take your personal information back from the site. We've had a bargain in the United States that in return for giving up privacy, you get stuff for free in the digital era.
George wrote in, Clark, and he said, Clark, I need a new microwave. Where do I even start looking?
I haven't had a question about a microwave.
We thought you were the microwave expert.
In so long, I can't even remember. And you do need to know George, right?
That's right.
George, what you have got to know is that my total sum knowledge about cooking is none. I mean, I have trouble changing the temperature of water. I'm just not any good at it. So how do I pick a microwave? Well, I actually supply the microwaves here in the studio because I wanted people to be able to bring their lunches to work and not go out to spend the money buying lunches when they were at work and try to get people to save money. And so my microwaves are pretty popular here. So the way I picked them was I picked not like the normal way you would expect going to Consumer Reports. What I did was I went online and looked at customer reviews and how people felt about the microwave, since, again, I know nothing about cooking. And at any website that you go to buy appliance or electronics, they now have customer reviews posted, good or bad. And so I picked microwaves that have very, very, very good reviews from customers. And they have not steered me wrong. They've been great because we were using them in a high volume thing. I specifically got microwaves that had a robust handle that you could grab instead of a latch where you pushed a button. So that is my method that I picked a microwave. They are big ones. They were not expensive at all. They were heavy as all get out, getting them into the position here. And that was the only tough part.
All right. And Brenda wrote in, Clark said, what's your opinion on car ownership versus car leasing?
You should always buy a car instead of lease, except for two exceptions. And the reason that I'm so fierce about buying instead of leasing is that when you lease a car, you're taking on an obligation that can come back and burn you. If your car is totaled in an accident, you can end up with enormous costs. If you're leasing and your car is stolen and not recovered, you could end up with massive costs. In addition, you are under tight mileage caps for operating that vehicle. You go over, you have big overages. You go under, you get no benefit from that. It is a total case of inflexibility. Added on top, you are absorbing the enormous loss in a vehicle that it suffers in the first 2 or 3 years. So I just told you every reason you should not lease. Why would there be a reason to consider leasing? If you just for personal reasons like to have new wheels all the time, doing a 2-year or at most 3-year lease, go for it. The other exception is if you like driving a really fancy luxury vehicle, and there's a model of a luxury vehicle that's not selling well right now, the manufacturers will normally not discount the sale of the vehicle, but they will heavily discount the lease because they don't want to degrade the sense of the brand. So they'll do it by doing a special lease. And the way you know it's a factory subsidized lease is when the TV ads are running for the model and they're talking about a special lease, it's a manufacturer's lease, you know, because it's a manufacturer's ad, not a dealer ad. And that's when you know that it's a good deal potentially to lease that instead of buying it.
Clark, we got one from Robert. Apparently he's getting a lot of junk mail and he says, Clark, how can I stop receiving all this unwanted junk mail?
So junk mail is a pain to get. And there is a service through the Direct Marketing Association where you can stop junk mail from coming. And it is an opt-out process. They also have a process where you can opt in. And so you are able to tell them, hey, I want more junk mail if you wish, or you can tell them that you want junk mail to stop. Now, they will not be able to stop all the junk mail you get, but they'll be able to stop most of the junk mail you get. The website where you do it is DMA, for Direct Marketing Association, dmachoice.org. So if you go to that website, you'll be able to register to stop stuff from coming. You also can now update it on the site. You can go do an email opt-out service where you will not get, even if they know your email address, companies that participate, which is most reputable companies, they will no longer spam you with email you don't want. And so it's a way for you to reduce what you get. Something else very hurtful to people is when a loved one dies, a family member dies, and junk mail keeps coming to them and reminds you when you go to the mailbox that you've lost that loved one. They now have a registration on dmachoice.org to stop the junk mail of the deceased from coming to the address. Michelle's with us on the Clark Howard Show. Michelle, how are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Michelle, how can I be of service to you?
Well, I just had a question because I was in a meeting the other night and someone told me that a lot of the main banks are allowing you to send payment via email and or using the phone. But when I went to look, the bank that I use is not a main bank. They offer it, but you have to go through another service. I don't know if I can say the name, but I think...
Yeah, go ahead and say it because it's a bank react to very, very successful efforts by private industry to allow people to move money around for free.
Right. So, well, the USAA, who I have, you can send money, but it goes, the recipient has to have a PayPal account. So I'm wondering if there's fees when you do that. And then the one that the main banks use, you can send money, but only one of the banks. So it doesn't seem like a very viable option.
Yeah, and this has been a very difficult area for the banks because banks, you know, they by their nature are creatures of habit. And the internet and the free market are moving much faster than the banks have been able to move in this area. And the most popular of these efforts is one called Venmo.
Right, okay.
Are you familiar with Venmo, V-E-N-M-O?
I think I've heard you mention it on the show before, yeah.
And it works beautifully for people. We have never had a customer service complain about them. Another, there's something called Square Cash.
Mm-hmm.
Which is from the people that do those Square merchant thingies that allow merchants to accept credit cards without having monthly fees and all that. They also offer a money transfer service for free called Square Cash. I think with time, PayPal will become a very viable competitor. And for the banks, their business is getting chipped away all different ways by new players. And this ability to move money for free instantly is one of those things. Because for the banks, that used to be a big money business where they charge you huge fees to send money to one person or another. And then the internet made it possible in smartphones for people to do this at no cost.
Well, one of the reasons we were looking at it is actually it came up in a PTA meeting. And, you know, a lot of the parents don't want to write checks anymore. But for a lot of these things that we have to pay for, there's no other way, you know, to pay. So unless you pay cash. And most of us don't carry cash on us. So,
But I would say, why not use Venmo?
Try Venmo then. That would work. Okay.
So we got three of them for you.
Great.
That's an embarrassment of riches. So look at Venmo, V-E-N-M-O. Look at Square Cash. And then you already know about the PayPal. And see which one looks like it would serve your needs best.
Great. Thank you so much.
You're listening to The Clark Howard Show. Thanks for tuning into The Clark Howard Show today. And if you're like me, you like deals. Well, we got our deal diggers hard at work at clarkdeals.com that help you save money day in and day out. We work around the clock to find the best deals for your wallet. And they're on a variety of consumer items. Check out clarkdeals.com.